Yo, everyone, welcome to the Some Ordinary Podcast. I forgot to introduce the guys and gals. Guys and gals, welcome to the... No. We don't have a goddamn intro, okay? I'm sorry. I apologize. We have the lovely co-host here, Mudahar and Oompi, as always.
Hey, what's up, everybody? I'm Oompi.
Hi, yeah. Mudahar, guys.
Okay, this is not confusing at all. And our lovely guest week... Afro Senju.
Thank you for having me. What's up?
We're just glad you showed up. We know you had Elden Ring to play, and we didn't want to take anyone away from that.
Hey, you got me at a good time, because if you got me in the middle of it, I'm sorry. It just couldn't happen, dude. Like, that game's great.
You know my worst Elden Ring death, and I just want to straight up, like, this. So I was fighting one of the Elden bosses. This was a night ago, and I was so close to winning. The only thing that ruined it was a controller disconnect in the middle. Like, the battery has ran out on the PlayStation controller. And like, you should see me, I sprang out of bed. I like threw this thing to the side, grabbed another one, like, and then I died before it even happened. So,
oh my gosh, yeah, I couldn't make it through that. I would get an aneurysm.
I mean, the PC lags like against the tree sentinel, like the first boss, like the gold knight guy on the first day. Like every time, like I would get
close.
Did you guys
beat this tree sentinel to start off with?
Yeah, I did.
Did you what?
Yes,
beat the tree sentinel. Wait, Caleb,
I didn't at first. I ran away at first because like with me, I get to a certain tier where when I start getting frustrated, I just see red and I can't enjoy the game the same. And that's not an opener I can get into with Elden Ring. Like, he was right there as soon as I get out. I couldn't do it.
He was like the IRS that shows up for an audit on you.
Yeah, like straight up, bro. As soon as you get out the door, he's there. Ridiculous.
No, that game, like, but here's the thing with Elden Ring. When I started, I had that same frustration, dude. I went to the first boss, that Margit boss, and I got steamrolled for like 2 hours. 2 hours I was getting steamrolled, and I was like, this isn't happening. Like, I thought I sucked. Like, I kept on going on Twitter, and I was like, man, is everyone else sucking eggs at this game too? And then everyone was, and I was Margaret, like, oh, thank you. I'm not a fucking idiot. Thank you.
Nah, like, it was the same way, because, like, it's, like, for me, how I played, I got there, like, fairly quick. Like, I skipped the Sentinel, and I more or less got to Margaret, like, in minutes. And, you know, I'm assuming, because it's, like, right there, I can get to it, I should be able to beat this thing in a minute. But, no, I just, like, had a whole day of getting beat back to back to back. And I don't know. I expected better on Black History Month, if nothing else. Like, I thought this was, like, my closing comment, but no, it just... I had no buffs to help me with that.
Is Margaret the next, if you follow the little rays on the map, is it like the next one?
Yeah, it's the first one. So like when you go to the little save points, it'll give you, ray. That's the first one you get to.
Yeah, I'm not there yet. I went right and I went to the woods and found those giant bears and got fucked.
Smart man. Smart man. See, the bears are just nothing to Margaret, bro.
See, this is why it's good, like, when you got Caleb, who, like, doesn't really play Souls. Like, it's better, because, like, I assume, like, us three, we're good with Souls. Like, Nux, you played it, I played it, Afro, you've obviously...
I've never played any Souls games. Game.
Caleb has never played really one of these, so his perspective going into these games is so sick, because it's like, we're so used to that linear Souls path, right? Like, we go to the boss, we go to the next boss, we go to the next boss. Maybe we might do one of the side bosses. Oh, God, no, the side bosses suck. We'll go to this right at the end. No, Caleb's like, fuck that. I'm not going to go into the direction. I'm just going to go into the woods and poke bears.
Right, like playing it how you're supposed to play it.
I saw that there's that one, those guys that look like a big sack of, like, feed with their guts hanging out.
They have the giant testicles. You know,
Yeah.
Those dudes, I killed like 3 or 4 of them. And those giant bears, man, it was pain in the ass. Game was fucking pain in my ass. I wasn't sure if I was doing it right. If just randomly doing stuff was correct. And then I looked on Twitter and everyone was like, yeah, that's pretty much what you're supposed to do. And I was like, I just feel like this game is... I don't know. It also blue screened my PC 3 times, which was very annoying.
Yeah, I've seen, like, on the PC side of things, the bugs are really game ruining bugs. Like, I saw people just like start moonwalking in the middle of fighting something and just get mollywopped in the process. Like, I couldn't.
Oh, they exist like everywhere. They're on like PlayStation 5, which is where I'm at too.
But, oh really?
But for me, it's like it's a big open world game, and it's also From Software. Like, come on now! Like, I give them some leeway. But yeah, I was having like I was surprised at how addicted I'd be with this game. Like, the last time I was playing a game this hard was like when Metal Gear Solid 5 dropped. Cause not only am I like a huge Metal Gear fan, but I'm like, oh, okay, this game plays addicting. Same with Elden Ring. Like, if you've been in the Souls grind, it's like it's probably one of the best Souls games out there.
I'd say it's the best. Like, bar none.
I agree.
I'd say the only one second to it is like maybe Sekiro or Bloodborne, and like Sekiro is a game where I like straight up when that game came out, I made a video where I was like, this game's fucking kicking my ass. I'm not having fun. Because like, I got to the Genshiro fight, like where you're on top of the like pagoda.
Oh, the,
like,
the parry vibe check. Yeah, you can't roll with that, dude. Yeah.
Dude, I was like, because I was so used to rolling around and like mm-hmm. I was doing the flexion and then he like comes up and kicks my ass. I'm like, all right. Dude, when that was the first boss in Souls that when I beat him, like I straight up put the controller down, I turned it, saved and quit, and I just went to
like, you couldn't even take in the victory. That's saying something. Oh my gosh, dude.
There was no happiness in the end. I'm like, I am done. I can go to bed. It's 2 a.m.
So my first Souls game was Dark Souls 3. And when I played like the stupid tree boss, like the third boss. Like with the testicles that you have to cut his balls off.
Yeah, the big ass tree boss descends to the ground.
It was so frustrating. I couldn't figure out how to kill him. I didn't realize like it would be like a Metroid boss that like you have to hit him exactly in that one spot. I was just hitting him and it was doing no damage and he kept killing me. It was brutal.
Yeah, that thing did have, like I'm remembering it now because the whole floor broke, right? And fell through. Like after you do a specific thing.
His hand pops out. But
like with this game, Elden. And before we started filming, like, one of the best parts, like, what Afro said is, like, the co-op. I've been having so much fun time, like, helping new players out just, like, beat these bosses. Like, just summon my ass and let's fucking steamroll this.
Yeah.
That was something that was really confusing to me when I first played there. I didn't realize it was co-op because I've never played a Souls game and I didn't know that you could just, like, jump in with your buddies. And one of my friends was like, are you having trouble? Are you having trouble? That first little thing, like, I didn't even know how to play at all. Like, I was on mouse and keyboard. I eventually switched to controller, which was substantially easier for me for some reason.
Yeah, it's the way you're supposed to play.
I play on mouse and keyboard.
It was so hard with mouse and keyboard. That first little village with all those knights in it or whatever. And the dude with the pike, he's got his pike and he killed me like 3 times. And I was like, do you want to help me? And he joined in. And then he died or I died or something. And then it just like resets, which I guess it makes sense because... like it's not really co-op. It's just like you're like essentially summoning a friend to help you with.
Yeah, I love when games
a specific part.
I'm a lore geek. I love how like in Dark Souls, I don't really know the Elden Ring lore. When they start talking about like sucking off each other's fingers and being maidenless and touching grass, and I'm like lost. But in Dark Souls, it's, I don't know, there's this ethereal idea that everyone has this mission to extend the Age of Fire or whatever. And like summoning your friends is part of the actual lore of the game, which I find so cool.
I definitely agree with that. Like the lore, maybe I'm stupid, but every time I play it, I can't. Like only Sekiro, because Sekiro is like secret ending. It explains it to you very thoroughly how the lore works. But with every other Souls game, like I have to watch a video. Like, it just doesn't click with me until like hindsight or just,
that's what
like,
I had to do.
I did play Sekiro a little bit of it. I didn't play very much of it.
Did you like Sekiro?
It was fun. I was really busy and kind of forgot about it.
That's the thing with those games. It's like you really need to have like time set aside or you just need to like fucking for me, it's like lately I'm like, all right, I have responsibilities. I don't care anymore. All right, I'm just going to play some Elden Ring.
You see Keemstar's really bad Elden Ring take?
What's the worst?
He said, I gotta pull it up. I gotta actually read it. It was too funny. Oh, God. He tweets way too much, though. Elden Ring is not a casual game. It's brutal and requires that no-job gamer life. Do not buy if you only have an hour a day to play. It's a grind session and more annoying than fun. 6 out of 10. And then he has, like, this whole thread talking about
Did you see, like, he killed the first merchant that he came and saw? Like, the one non-hostile NPC, he kills him. It's like, what am I supposed to do? It's like, the thing with Keem, it's like, yeah, we know he plays Fortnite and Rust and all this shit, okay? That's all Keem plays. And then it's like, I'm going to buy a Souls game. And I'm going to play a standard game. Halfway in, I'm like, should I just tell him how to, like, grind the souls out early and, like, just level himself up hard? Like, should I just teach him that? Like, it'll make it more fun.
You can't see him hiring someone to grind for him, and then he just picks it up at level 100.
You think one of his assistants is going to be, like, tasked with grinding?
The Elden Ring bosses he gets stuck on? Oh my gosh, dude.
Dude, he'll call up one of the smaller commentary channels. His job is to level him up in video games.
He's like, I'm gonna give you a shout out. You just gotta make me level 100. And now I can steamroll the boss. That's how I play the soul stuff. Cause like usually when I play like a role playing game, like some JRPG, by the time, like, if I can ever grind the shit out of my character and be like over leveled, I always tend to do it just because, like, that's more fun to me. Like, I always like feeling like the boss character. Like, now when I play Elden Ring, like, they're like the first section of the game, I swear to God, some of the enemies run away from me. Like, they used to be coming at me to kill me, and now I'm like chasing them. Like, give me 20 souls for a kill. Let me hunt you just for the hell
of
it.
When I opened Elden
Ring, I'm like that in JRPGs. Yeah. But like with like Souls games, when I start grinding up, I feel entitled. Like, there's no reason I should lose. And I just get more mad. So I just tend to not try to do that for those. Because every time I lose, it's just like an actual year gets taken off my life, dude.
The game definitely, I think the hardest thing, the thing that pisses me off the most is when you're like this close to killing a bot, like this is where the bar is, and you die because you know you got greedy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes. I'm like, I'm it's done. Like, all right, I'm not going to dodge this next attack. I just need to hit him once. Then you die.
That's what I liked about this generation of gaming so far. I think like some developers have not given a shit. They've just released relentlessly difficult game after difficult game. Like PlayStation just drops Demon Souls. Like, it's a launch title too. Like, they're just like, here, you have two options. You have Baby Pussy Mac 3, and then you have fucking steamroll your dick into a fucking wood chipper Demon Souls. Like, you have two choices. Pick one, gamers. Oh, you got Spider-Man, I guess, that'll last you like 5 hours, but here's the real game. And then what's the next big PlayStation? Returnal. Yeah, here's fucking hardcore roguelike fucking cut your dick off shooter right here.
I actually never played that one. That one is hard, or
that game
people were saying it was like very fun.
It's very fun. I think the difficulty in roguelikes, and this is my like take on a roguelike, I don't think roguelikes are difficult because it's really just luck. Like, you always get that one item. Like, you know, in like Diablo 3, it's like, oh, I'm fucking dying in Diablo so much. And then you find the one legendary item in Diablo, and it's like, wow, this thing just steamrolls all the enemies. Yeah.
Okay.
Like, it builds you up, and then the game just begins. Like, it still requires, like, you pay attention to the game. But, like, for instance, when I was playing Returnal, I was getting my ass handed to me in the first act, right? Because the game's divided into three, and you have to do, like, basically an hour and a half chunk at once. Like, there's no pause. So you just have to commit to it. And that's what sucks even harder, because when you're the last boss and you really die, you got to do the whole section again, the whole hour and a half. But I found this one item that, like, every time I hit an enemy, it gave me health. So I was like, wow, this thing's just going to, like, fucking carry me through. And it did carry me. So, like, every time I hit an enemy, it just kept giving me health. And I found better weapons, like a weapon that just was like a rocket launcher. I could just fire it in a general direction and basically kill something. So I was like, oh, the game's easier.
Don't love about Dark Souls 1 specifically. Like, there are a couple of Black Knights, and they have, like, these really crazy weapons. And they have a 15% chance to drop it. And if you kill it and you get the weapon, you could literally go through the rest of the game without even trying. Like, it's actual easy mode.
Did you guys ever play Halo with all skulls on?
Oh, my God, dude. They used to have challenges every week on Reach for that. Mm-hmm. And we tried. We must have burned hours of our life. That
you never got it?
Oh, yeah.
Never.
Oh.
Because it used to be Reach, right? Like, they used to be like, do this mission, legendary, every skull enabled.
Yeah.
And we're like, okay, let's try it. We would waste like 3-4 hours of our life trying it because we just couldn't. Mm-hmm. And then we realized, I'm like, I think this is just Bungie trolling us just to like make us waste time. Like, fuck you.
That makes a lot more logical sense because, like, same. Like, at the time, I was a lot younger too. And the people I was playing with, like, they didn't have the attention span for it. And neither did I. I'm just over here. Like, I can't even make a joke or enjoy the game anymore. I'm just hating it. Like, I'm just hating life, just playing this dying back to back.
Oh, no, I couldn't. But I think Halo's different too, man. Like, I didn't even finish the new Halo game, like Infinite, because, like, I'm done with open world games. And I know I'm, like, sucking off Elden Ring by saying, like, and then saying this. But I can't do open world games because it's like, I only have so much time to game in the day now, like, because of work and all this shit. And it's like, if you want me to, like, traverse an open world with, like, 20 things to do, I just care about the story. I just want to do that. I don't care about all the bases to unlock and all the side shit. Like, just give me the game. And that's why I haven't really finished it.
It's just so beautiful.
It is.
I walked, like, when you walk right into, like, Limegrave the first time, I wanted to actually cry. And then I opened the treasure box that transported me to Rotland, and I died a million times. I couldn't figure out how to fast travel. So I was stuck there.
Teleported me to like a hellscape, like this like place called Salid or exactly
same place. Dude, I opened it up, I got teleported there right in the beginning. I didn't even do the tutorial part, like, I didn't know how to fast travel, and I was just dying again and again because even like the little mobs were stronger than I was, each of them individually.
Yeah, because they teleport you to like a high level place, and it's
is it like that mining area or something?
Yeah, right? Yeah, with the crystals.
It's the volcanic Ash Place or something.
Yeah. What about the river area with all like the stars? You guys been there yet?
I don't know if I've been there.
Oh my god, yeah. You go down the elevator and you see that star.
Dude, I that's shit cool. And that's came. I was actually oh my god, I was full chubbed going down that well.
Yeah, I like that area. It was pretty cool.
Like when,
yeah, I didn't
when
see that area.
No, you go into the elevator and you go down. It's like a big elevator ride.
It takes like 20 minutes to get down there.
It's like the tree. It's near the big golden tree in the forest to the right of where you start. Not the massive golden tree, but like the second largest golden tree.
Oh,
it's
okay,
like it's
okay.
Like a weird elevator that's just hidden out of view, and you go into. Yeah. It. And that's the thing I love about it. It's like it reminds me a lot of like it's. I feel like it's what Breath of the Wild should have been. You know, it's like Breath of the Wild gave you like a million fucking shrines to go to. And they're all puzzles. It's cool and all. But it's not like you go down this decrepit elevator and you see this fucking like star like ceiling. Like it's
yeah, something you don't expect. Yeah, because Breath of the Wild at a point, you just know what you're going to get like after a few hours, like another puzzle. Other puzzle.
I never even played that game, Breath of the Wild.
Elden Ring is definitely the second best open world game after Pokemon Legends of Arceus.
Skyrim. Do you like Skyrim?
Yeah, I play Skyrim.
I've never really
like Oblivion
Skyrim.
More than
yes,
I like
dude. I'm saying like Skyrim feels like Diet Oblivion because like in Oblivion you kill someone, go to sleep, you have someone over your body, just like I saw you.
How
did
about
that.
Morrowind?
We like that though. Morrowind, that's
dude.
Morrowind.
I split the shit in Morrowind. Yeah, Morrowind was like yes. We've been expecting you, the first guy. When you go to choose your class, it's just this whack ass looking fucking old guy, and he goes, ah, yes. And that's all I remember pretty much.
I know the best thing about Morrowind is this is the one Elder Scrolls game within like 10 minutes you can break and fly across the map.
Oh, yeah. You can speedrun it in 4 minutes. You can speedrun the game in four minutes and kill Dagother or whatever his name is. I think that's one of the reasons why I don't like a lot of RPGs and open world, like JRPGs especially. I just don't really find any interest in it is because of my whole childhood pre-internet, which was a long time. I didn't even have internet till I was like 12 was just Morrowind, Oblivion, and Red Faction Guerrilla were those like three games that I just beat and then would beat the next one and then just beat the next one.
Red Faction was the game where you could like create like infinite holes into the fucking wall, right? Like it was
I think so, yeah. I think it was made
it had
by
like an explosive terrain type stuff too or something.
I think
like
it was linked to Saints Row somehow. They're like the same.
Oh yeah, because it was the same company and like Ultor and like Red Faction was the big company in Saints Row 2. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, and like those three games, so I just have like a really skewed desire of what to play, and I fucking love Skyrim and Fallout and stuff. But Oblivion.
I always like the Fallout stuff over. Like I was like Fallout over anything Skyrim and beyond and Elder Scrolls. Like even when it came. When it comes to like Oblivion and Skyrim, like I love Oblivion, but like if you gave me my perfect Bethesda game, I'd put Fallout 3 actually.
New Vegas though? Really?
I like New Vegas, is great. But I like the environment in 3 a lot. Like I really like
DC.
The Capital Wasteland. Yeah. Because I don't think anything matches close to me. Like when you get right into the heart of DC and it's like super mutant territory.
Yeah.
Because it's kind of cool. Like at least like back in the day in an Xbox. Because when I was playing it on the 360, I remember before entering DC, I like really was role playing. I was like, I'm going to get a sniper rifle. I'm going to get an attachment on it. I'm going to like
got some caps.
Dude, I prepped before I went into DC. I bought like everything from Moira's shitty wasteland store. I like killed a guy to get his rifle. Like Sheriff Sims. I was like, all right, I'm going to like, I fucking kill him. And every time I see his kid, it's like, oh, my dad. I'm like, yeah, I'm sorry, kid. But your dad
it was me.
Anchorage DLC was fucking sweet too, dude.
Oh, Anchorage. That was like the Matrix little thing, right? Going to like some war in the past or something?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And they gave you the Chinese stealth suit at the end.
Yes, dude. You crouch. Oh my gosh. Yes. Holy shoot.
That's what I like. Like New Vegas, obviously, I think it's a superior Fallout game, but it's like, man, just walking into DC and seeing it taken over while you're holding a sniper looking at super mutants. I'm like, that's like a full game. And this is the thing with like gaming now. It's like, obviously, when you come across a lot of these open world titles, I'm sure if you're like a kid, it'll probably blow your brains, right? Like an Assassin's Creed game right now probably has more content than like 6-7 Assassin's Creed games when we were like younger.
Easily.
However, the difference is the content I think was more substantial back then. Cause it's like, oh, you gave me like a million points on the map. At least it's like playable. Like nowadays it's like kids are so used to like having 5-minute quest lines and like collect like 13 artifacts and get nothing out of it. Like, I'm like, yeah, it's a lot of shit that you can do, but I don't know if it's like stuff that is meaningful, or maybe like I've grown too old. Like, maybe it's just like not for me anymore. Like, maybe if I was like a 13-year-old kid or a 14-year-old kid, I'm like, a game that lasts for 600 hours? Fucking sign me up. And now I'm like, nah, I can't.
What about Red Dead? Did you guys ever play Red Dead 2?
Yes. Oh my gosh, dude.
I finished that on the weekend because I couldn't stop playing it.
Same, man. I like a whole week, I just played that and that's it. That's all I did.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, first time ever.
Sucked me in. Like, I was
good.
I wanted to, like, everyone was like exploring, doing shit in the town.
Dude, I just played the story. Yeah. I just played the story.
Acting, everything got me into it. Like, all the twists and turns it took. So I'm like,
yeah, it's so good. See, I think that might be why I can't really get into Elden Ring, is because like the gameplay itself is just like, I don't know. That's not really like the strong part for me, for my brain. I just like a really solid like narrative and
yeah, that's the wrong game story. To get. Nobody's buying a Souls game for the narrative. I don't even think the narrative is good in Elden Ring, to be real.
I saw the reviews and everyone was super positive about it. And like people that I really look up to loved it. So I was like, man. It must be good, but yeah, it is fun. It's cool. I'll definitely keep playing it, but
that's the thing with hyping certain games like this too. It's like, it's funny because like Souls used to be like very niche, I want to say, even years ago, right? Like before Dark Souls 3, like people who played Souls, it's like, it used to be like some YouTuber thing. Nobody was really jumping into it. The only reason I got into Souls at all was because a friend of mine was so pretentious about this franchise. He was like, there's only two types of gamers. People who have played Dark Souls. If you haven't finished a Dark Souls game, you're a baby pussy Candy Crush player.
Oh my gosh.
I was like, okay, fine. Fuck you, asshole. I'm going to buy Dark Souls and I'm going to finish it. So I buy it for Xbox 360 of all systems. You can imagine my fun in Blighttown when I was playing it like PowerPoint presentation frame rate. Like, I buy it, and I'm like, all right, I'm going to play it. And at first, I didn't want to admit to him. I'm like, this game is hard as shit. Like, he kept messaging me. He's like, are you past the Taurus demon yet? I was like, oh, because that's, like, the first, like, sort of tutorial the first boss. That's, like, the first actual boss. And I was like, eat my ass, okay? I'm in, like, Blighttown, and his only response was, like, good luck. And I was, I was stuck down in that shithole for 4 days. Like, four days of gaming, man. I was, like, trying to figure out, because it was dark, poisonous, hard, and I'm like, how do I
use? And you fall off like everything.
And then after 4 days, I find my way down, and I was like, oh, there's just like, what's the light at the end of the tunnel? It's this goddamn spider queen bitch, and I gotta fight her. So like, it is a very sick fight. And then when I finish the game, it's probably the most satisfying like game that I finished in a long time. You know, like when you get to Gwyn at the end and you do that final finale. And after that point, I was like hooked. But then I realized, dude, this game, when I saw Elden Ring being hyped, I'm like, okay, if this game is like Skyrim, like in terms of like accessibility and like ease and like people nobody who's buying a Souls game is going to fucking jack it off. At the same time, if it's hard as hell, dude, I want to see how many people stop playing right now, like before they even beat Margit, like when they got up to it. Got killed for like a whole day. How many people just quit the game and like deleted it right there or like refunded it? That's what I want to know. And I'm like, there's got to be a chunk of people who are like, they did not know what they were signing up for. Dude, when I heard George R.R. Martin, and I have no idea what George R.R. Martin did for Elden Ring.
Yeah, he came up with the two fingers. There is no doubt in my mind that this man was smoking something fun.
I don't know if he drove his Maserati through From Software's fucking parking lot, and it's like, George R.R. Martin's involved, I guess, now. Like, okay, sure. I had no idea.
I know what he contributed. Did you see the sword? There's one sword. God, what's it called? The grafted sword or something? It's like the Game of Thrones chair. It's just a sword. Did you see that sword?
Okay. Oh, yeah.
It's a great sword. It's just like a million swords put together. This massive. That's what he did. That was his contribution.
I don't even know, like, it's not even like they credit him anywhere in the game too. Like, you fire up Elden Ring, it's like, it's not like his name is like plastered up there. It's just like From Software produced Elden Ring. We had George R.R. Martin show up. When I heard about George R.R. Martin involved, I was scared. Not excited.
I was scared.
I was like, is Same. This game going to be fucking Game of Thrones or some shit?
No, I thought it would never come out. Watch. I was like, they're tying his name to another project. The game's just not going to happen. They were like, oh, they killed it.
Well, I had like one joke. I was like, man, I think the only involvement of George R. R. Martin is that there's like four dragons in the game that I saw. So far.
Yes.
Like, I guess that's like, I think that's why Elden Ring took so long to come out, because From was like, hey, George, are those dragons done yet? Like, yeah, at some point, sure. And I was like, I don't know. But that's the whole vibe that I got out of like the fucking, I did not like understand what he did. So I thought it was going to be a shitty Game of Thrones like spinoff. I'm like, oh dude, don't. I hate Game of Thrones. Like, I can't fucking get into that.
Dude, I love Game of Thrones.
There's like, dude, there's like 15 factions I have to follow. I can't. Like, it's like House of Cards, but sitting like a different like way. But no, it can't.
I'm one of the many that liked it until the ending. Like, I can't even go back and rewatch it. Like, the books are cool. Like, I've been reading a little bit and hearing a bit from friends, but that ending just ruined the series for me.
Game of Thrones is not a casual show. It's brutal and requires that no job watch your life. Do not buy if you only have 1 hour a day to watch. It's a grind session, and it's more annoying than fun. This is the Keemstar review.
Love how much of a troll Keemstar can be, and people actually taking that bait. Like, it's fucking hilarious. I was like, as much as I wanted to respond to it on Twitter, I'm like, no, I can't. Not with this one. No, it's too baity. But he got it. Like, I'm sure he's gonna pay like people to like beat the game for him. I'm pretty sure at some point. But yeah, that's pretty much like fucking my catharsis of Elden Ring finally done. And you know, as much as I would like to go back to it, unfortunately today is such a busy day. But like, fucking any chance I get with that game, any chance. Hopefully it'll die down a little bit. Like, I can't be that addicted to a video game.
But I'm pretty sure you're going to meet a boss that will help you die down your excitement a bit.
Yeah, there's going to be like Bloodborne's DLC where like I was like, I can't wait to play this DLC, and I couldn't beat Orphan of Kaz, and I'm like, fuck that. This ain't happening today. It's still just sitting on the hard drive like waiting to be played to this fucking day. Like, not anymore. I don't know, man. Like, with those games, yeah, you're right. There's going to be the one boss that'll, like, do you in. And at that point, you're going to have to switch to something more lighthearted, like Mass Effect. Like, that's what I have, like, running in parallel. Like, I just have a Mass Effect save, and I'm like, oh, Elden Ring's too hard.
It pissed me off trying to go to Mass Effect.
Yeah, I'll just go to, like, Space Simulator and, like, fucking roleplay in space or something.
Just go LARPing in space.
I love Mass Effect. That's another game that I played along with Halo and the Elder Scrolls.
Mass Effect 1?
Mass Effect the original, yeah. Mass Effect the original. I used to think it was so... there was, like, a sex scene or whatever. I was like, oh, my God.
I got my ass beat for that sex scene. Because this was back when I would rent games at Blockbuster. My mom watched me. And I was doing the mission with the Asari at the Citadel, whatever, who's just like an escort. And then, like, I didn't think you could even do that. She's like, oh, you want another award? I'm like, sure. What, you give me an item? No, she's just like, I'm just naked. We're just having sex. I'm like, oh, am I looking at my mom? No. She's looking at me. Game turned off. Belt got whipped out. It was a wrap. That's it was so a wrap
funny,
for me.
Dude.
I didn't understand like romantic implications of that age. So when like Ashley started coming on to me, I just like kept pressing the yes option, and then Shepard and Ashley just started fucking going at it. And my mom was like, "What? There's what in video games?" And then that was pretty much. I didn't get beat for it, but like fucking the Xbox controller was taken away for quite some time. I remember, though, on Fox or whatever I was watching, they had, like, the whole thing where, like, it was the gay-alien relationship where they had, like, the Asari lesbian sex scene. And that's the one thing from, like, Mass Effect that I remember caused controversy back then. All right.
Yeah, because it was, like, a different time, yeah.
Yeah, they were like, how dare they have Xeno-alien sex I'm like, Fox, look at what you're doing. It's a slow goddamn news day. Like, yeah. What the... And then people in the comments were like, if Fox was smart, they'd know that the Asari was a one-gendered species. I'm like, you're watching Fox News, dumbass. They're not going
to
look that
bro, hard. We need to get a Reddit mod to get interviewed by the news. I feel like that would definitely clear things up.
Oh, yeah.
They have a great track
that
record.
Was, that dude, I you know how much, like, when I was on that anti-work Reddit, and I was like, you know, I understand the plight of these people. And then the fucking mod gets on Fox.
Oh my God, dude.
Dude, there was no way. It's like leading a lamb to perfect slaughter. Like, how many hours a day, how many hours a week do you work?
I work like 15 to 20.
And the guy's like kind of laughing. Oh, what do you do? I walk dogs.
Like, dude, so come sad. On. Yeah, my parents, actually, speaking of parents whipping you, my parents, not a great segue, they just watched my Anthony Padilla interview, and they were like, you made a song called Twitch's Hentai. It was just like a parody song that I made. I was like, maybe. But they also now just learned that I got swatted. I never told them that I got swatted. I didn't want to, like, scare them.
That's got to be a freaky fucking scenario. See, for me, like, when my mom found out about you through this whole thing, because she's like my biggest fan, so she's like, who's this Nux fellow?
Who's this NFT looking ass?
And then she googles Nux. Well, she googled Oompy and she wasn't that surprised. She saw like Oompy's Sniper Wolf video where he like made shitting on her for ignoring the kid with cancer. Mm-hmm. But then she's like, Oompy's got a really nice mustache, is what she told me. I'm like, yes, mom.
Let's go.
And then she looks up Nux and she's like, he makes Rule 34. What is that? I'm like, mother. I would love to explain. I'm like, Nux is what we like to call a adult actor.
No, what? Like, no. God.
Well, I mean, like, that's, and I pray to God she doesn't watch the one where I'm like talking about degenerate fucking Rule 34 competitions. Cause I'm like, I feel like every time I'm doing that with you though, I feel like I'm the most like light. Like, I feel like I'm the most, like, conservative fucking Rule 34 watcher.
Everyone's in there to win, and you're in there thinking, like, Slenderman porn. It's like, it's a
different level. Yeah, I'm like Thomas the Tank Engine. People must be jacking off to that. And some dude brings out, like, this Japanese anime character that's, like, fucking beloved in the streets of Tokyo. And, like, everyone by birth has drawn, like, hentai of this. And
you know,
like,
well, pushes glasses higher on their forehead and saying, yes, My Little Pony, Applejack, or it has, like, 17,000 different...
Well, exactly. I'm like, MLP, like, okay, MLP is a definite win. Like, everyone's drawn brony porn, okay? Let's not fucking get... That era... I don't know how strong the brony era is, but, like, back when it was at the strongest peak, everyone was drawing fucked up stories. Like, it was just everywhere. So you can always win when you mention a brony.
So funny, because like there are My Little Pony channels that needed to rebrand after they got so much hate for being My Little Pony channels. I don't know if you ever heard of the channel Digibro. He was like an anime dude. Yeah. He got into a lot of debates about how lollies, it's not weird to be attracted to lollies.
That was when I signed out of that dude's content.
That's also kind of where arc. That arc was weird. But his actual original name was not Digibro. It was Digibrony. Did you know that?
Oh, wow. Nice. I did not know that.
No.
It goes full circle.
Wait. So he was like, he was talking about Loli?
Yeah, bro, that was the weirdest
Twilight Zone.
Digibro arc.
Like,
yeah.
Like he's like someone who makes content to where, like, he just takes himself serious and he's kind of like, just kind of more so teaching you facts. Like, he's talking to you, like, trying to convey why his opinion or just make you see another side of things. And, like, randomly, he had like a video talking about, like, why Patreon's in the wrong for taking down people who make like lollipop, like hard defending it. I'm just watching this. I'm like, bro, you don't.
He debated Destiny about it.
I didn't see that.
He debated Destiny about lollipop is like, okay, whatever. Anyway.
This is the thing. Like, so I remember when I was on like fucking Twitter and I made like the Lolicon starter pack and it was just the FBI. And so I was like, wow, here's somebody else not understanding that Loli is not the same. I'm like,
oh my God.
I'm like, I sit over there. I'm like, listen, I'm like, okay, so that Cupid character you have, what does it look like?
Well, it's actually like 4,000 years old. I'm like, no.
What? How old does it look?
8.
Okay, well, there you go. That's the problem. So I have to like tell someone, I'm like, isn't it like a gateway drug? And he's like, it's not a drug. It's not actually hurting anyone. I'm like, bro, just admit it's weird, okay? It's weird and you can... Look, I watch cartel death footage on Reddit all the time, okay? It's fucking
That's
weird.
Healthy.
No, it's weird, Caleb. My psychologist has said it's weird.
I recommend it.
Like, I'm watching this, I'm like, I admit... It's a little out there, but hey, I admit that I know I'm watching shit that's ultra violent. It's curiosity.
You know, Muda, you like, ruined cartel TV shows for me. You like straight up ruined cartel TV shows.
How did I ruin them for?
Because I used to think Ozark was like a cool show, and then you taught me like how to really properly money launder, and then you showed me like really bad cartel footage, and I'm like, what is this baby pussy shit? This Ozark? It's like, dude, what?
Oh, I can't do Ozarks anymore because I'm watching it and I'm like, yo, Marty isn't money laundering the way that he should be. He has, like, I'm like, God damn it. He's not actually teaching me how to do it. I know how to do it better.
I know, you ruined it.
Every time I watch that show, like the show jacks off Marty like he's some crazy financial advisor. Like I'm like that one meme where the guy has like a drink in his hand and he's pointing at the screen like he's fucking it up. He's doing it wrong. that's not how you divert money into a shell. What? Come on, Marty.
No, for me, it was like really funny. It's no, like there's a red flag on your account. Well, all you need to do is bypass the and it's done. Okay, dude.
Yeah.
Okay, dude.
He's like, you just need to clone the assets and move them. I'm like,
right, yeah, that's what he said. That. That's I'm what like, he what? Said.
Oh like, you like, what kind of bank are you on, motherfucker? You can't. My bank doesn't give me that much shit on the web portal. Get out of here, Marty. But like, even cartel shows, like you can't. Like, it is fun to watch like those shows, but then you actually see the real like actual violence on Ren. You're like, oh damn. These people are fucking like I have seen like cartel like daughters like the little like fucking 20-year-old like Kim Kardashian looking types holding assault rifles and like holes in like a Federale like police vehicle. I'm like, damn, this bitch at Kim K age is putting in holes in the Federales. Imagine her like when she's an actual boss. You know what I mean? Like Christ. Mm-hmm. But yeah, on the whole Lolicon Defense Squadron, it's like I can't like. This is the thing. When you go on to like people, like there was this one YouTuber, Mr. Girl, right? Like,
yeah.
Who did the cuties, like.
Yeah. The cuties defense.
Cuties is actually. Yeah. The cuties defense force. I was
in
like.
In defense of cuties. It's actually look, hot. Isn't that what he said? Something like that? It was weird.
Yeah. He's like, I'm not the one doing it. It's Netflix is the one making it. And they're the one sending it to me. You know what I mean? I'm not the bad guy. But then I'm like. I want to see what your hard drive has. You know what I mean?
I need to vex this. Yeah.
Like, I can imagine the FBI is like, you know, if there's a hard drive worth fucking scouring over, it's this one. And that's pretty much the general vibe I got out of, like, the whole, like, Lolicon. That's just a community that, like, frankly, it's filled with some of the weirdest types. And this is why I don't use Discord at all. Like, I don't even join Discord servers from, like, people, like, it'd have to be one of you guys who are running a Discord server for me to join, because like I can't just join random ones, because like the amount of illegal shit that I've personally seen floating around on it is
oh man
to, like, throw me away.
Yes, dude. I used to have one and it was like really big because I shot it out on my channel, and it was like 20k 30k before I shut it down, because like out of nowhere I had like five of my mods talk to me about like this just two dudes who are like in their mid-20s. One of them like was dating a 15-year-old on my server, and another of them was just bullying other women who would join the server, who's like in his mid-20s. And I didn't even know where to begin to address it, because the minute I talked to one of the dudes, another mod's telling me there's like two more people doing the same thing. I just closed it down. I don't think I'll ever make another one. That's just too much responsibility. Like this,
some of those Discord moderators, like that stereotype is so goddamn true. Like, some of them, like, just, like, there's just nothing going on in life.
Right, let's and they're just on the job. Yeah,
let's groom, I guess. Shit, let's have a good time. That's why I don't do, like, any, like, social media shit. Like, I don't have time to go on a Discord anyways. And then also to, like, moderate it and make sure nobody's being hurt. Like, you're right, it is. And I feel like that responsibility kind of does come down on the creator. Because it's like, if you just, like, shout out to a Discord and bad things are happening there, like, it's kind of your responsibility to, like...
Yep.
Deal with it, or like just don't have one in general. Like I don't fucking bother keep one because I know I don't have the time to cover it. Used to be on Twitch as well. Like I had to like make it so that my Twitch chat was like disabled when I wasn't streaming, because there were people who would just
be in there after
they would just
streaming.
Use it as a general chat and just like fucking, you know, be weird about it. Like there would be people who are like territorial on Twitch. I'm like, it's a fucking video game stream, bro. Not a goddamn, like, country. Chill out. Like, Christ.
Yeah. My Discord server has almost 80,000 people in it. And the key is to just have a team of moderators that are akin to, like, a Gestapo, in which any hint of anything that is even close to being against the rules, banned immediately. Just fucking banned. And then prune it every 30 days. And ban everybody who even remotely steps out of line, and you won't have that many problems. We actually had a moderator last week who did something naughty, and they were like, what should we do? What should we do? What should we do? And I was like, ban them. I don't fucking know. I mean, ban the shit out of them. I don't care.
It's like, they're a bad person. Just fucking get rid of them.
I don't want to be associated with this person at all in any way. So Get rid of them.
Yeah, remove that shit out there completely. Fuck it. No. When you got people who are like socially like inept, who are running like, again, I'm kind of saying this on a broad spectrum, but like when it comes to like certain like YouTube personalities and like Twitch personalities, and we all know who they are, but it's like you have people who are already like socially inept. Either they got really popular on the internet, they start a Discord server, they get really friendly, and sometimes they don't know how to ban. Sometimes they don't know like what's going out of line and what isn't, you know? There's like a lack of professionalism that happens because of it. And that's why you see so many fucking stories of like certain YouTubers who are caught out doing some fucked up shit, you know? That's why you get all those Google Docs that end up showing on Twitter.
Yeah, two years like after, you know. Summed up. I mean, there was just a whole situation.
Nintendo isn't even showing up to Evo.
Yeah. I mean, I kind of saw that coming.
I saw that coming
because it's
a Sony thing, but like, I don't think want. I don't think after last year's Evo, you ever even.
That's what
want
I'm saying.
Have,
yeah, like that left like a crazy mark. Like that was happening for like years. Like, and Nintendo's like far removed from that.
How many people got caught out? Like, wasn't it? Isn't it easier to name the names that weren't called out on the Evo list than the ones that were? Some shit. Because there were.
I think the main problem was like it was like a dude who was like the head of it. No, like he was Evo at the time, or he had like a big stake in it. So, like, it just tarnished the name as a whole because he was just using that to get with him, right?
Yeah, no, the whole, the thing with Evo is, like, when I saw one person get taken down for allegations, and then, like, another one, and then it just started happening in rapid succession. It was, like, that period where it was, like, the Me Too, but for gaming. And, like, the Me Too was just, it's all Nintendo Smash. It's all Nintendo. All Nintendo. Yeah. And then it's like everyone else. Like I was like, shit. Nintendo side. But then again, like, I feel like this is very common when you have like kid friendly games. Dude, 9 times out of 10, any gaming influencer that gets caught doing this, what is a game that they're playing? Minecraft? Roblox? Yeah. Fortnite? Come on now. Like, there's a pattern to be established out of here.
Yeah.
How many Dark Souls players do you see get caught like this? Come on, not none.
Yeah, yeah. Like, it's the very community based games, you know. It's
every time I see like a grown man like talking very like kiddish in their content and like Minecraft,
it's
like that's a red flag to me.
You're like, that's a hard drive that needs to be checked.
Bro, I call them the giggle tubers, bro. Like, if I see someone giggling over like the smallest pixel on like a Minecraft or Roblox game, I'm like, we need to look at him. This is a little dangerous here.
I mean, that's the meme, right? With the paths, like the road that goes into two paths. It's like hit 10 million subs,
like YouTuber,
start a
shitty music career.
Or pedophile.
I've never seen that meme.
That's great. Thing. Like you watch like all the gaming channels and shit, and they jump in and like the gaming channels. They're like, I have a rule. Like it's a really scientific rule. If their decibel level is higher on average for the whole video, like higher than 90%, you know, like if they have to yell, like if they're like, "Hey guys, new game! We're gonna start the new game!" Character, like if they have to speak
for
like
me,
that,
it's the amount of times
you're...
they say like, "Guys." Guys, this is crazy, guys. Look at this, guys. Guys, are you ready? Go, guys.
It's like, whoa.
Whoa.
That's like a J station call out right there. What the fuck? Guys.
Do you all remember like the peak of Quabblecop? And Jelly and Sluggo Man, when they would just record and it would just be the three of them just talking the whole time. And it would just be that, well, not even talking, screaming. Just three grown men screaming over each other playing GTA 5. How's it going, cops? And then there's three other dudes just screaming the entire time. Like, you can't even hear what's going on even remotely in the video. I used to be so fascinated by the, like, 2016 type Quabblecop when he was his girlfriend was Azuland. Mm-hmm. That was such a fascinating time for me. What'd you say?
Discount Sniper Wolf.
Hey, I'm not doing anything. I'm in a video with her.
Right. Hey, Azuland didn't ghost a dying kid, okay? All right.
Yeah, she didn't ghost a dying kid.
We know of. What the fuck? Fair. That we know of. No, but actually, I just looked up Jelly's channel and everything. Yeah, I remember when this guy was like, he'd upload a video and it's like just fucking Among Us or like Minecraft, and it was just but like I wonder like what the kid audience is for that. Like, I've never obviously catered my content towards children. I don't think anybody here in this call has ever done that, so it's like I have to feel like there's a very scientific way of hitting the kids' algorithm, and it's not something where any of us are capable of. Like, I don't think any of us can scream through a whole fucking video recording session.
No.
And then you also have to like edit it in the shittiest way possible. Like it just has to be like something that adults cannot like if I watch any of these videos, I'm like, this content sucks ass. But a kid's glued to it. Like that's like 100% retention right there. It's like full watch time.
Yeah. And also, I think there's that that you have to describe exactly what you're doing at all times. I am walking forward right now. I'm turning left. Oh my god, guys, I turned left. Yeah. Like it's that.
Well, because I feel like they're I actually think that's them trying to hit the like the disabled market a little bit. Like maybe blind people are watching, so they have to like fucking give you assisted viewing or some shit. You know? Oh my god. I'm like, you got to be hitting every market to succeed when your content is that fucking out there, right? Like, you got to be hitting, like...
every demographic that's forgotten about.
Like, I need to get, like, the 2% cripple market that gets ignored on the YouTube algorithm. Oh my god. I need to get the preschoolers that are fucking stuck on YouTube Kids. Like, every single note, and like because they're doing that, the content is so ass because it's geared for the outliers versus the general, like I want to say mainstream. That's what I kind of get out of these like channels. Like when I'm watching like Quebblecop, like fucking Oompy mentioned, like Quebblecop has a new channel. Oompy told me about this, and it's an AI channel.
Yeah,
I think Nux mentioned that.
Yeah.
Wait, he has an AI one?
No, I think Nux talked about that. I didn't know anything about that.
So wait, Nux, what is his AI channel called?
Blue or something?
Blue, BLOO, I think.
Yeah, so
BLOO. Yeah, he calls it his AI channel.
It's not an AI, though.
No, I don't think it's an AI. Right? I think he just hired somebody to yell.
It's kind of popped off a little bit.
I know, it's scary.
The ones that kind of pop off are like Venom and Dude, it's always... No, it didn't pop off. I'm sorry. It's only popping off because he puts Venom and Carnage and Spider-Man in the title. For some fucking reason, kids watch anything with Spider-Man. I could, you know what? I could upload a video right now called Spider-Man Abortion. And it would fucking it would trend. It would probably be number one trending on YouTube, okay?
Do
like
it.
Some kids
do
would
it.
Jump in and be like,
yo, next time you make, next time you make a video that you're interested in, like bank statements or something like that, that you find fascinating, that you don't know how to title in a sexy way, just title it Spider-Man Abortion and see what happens.
See what happens.
And then the video is like, all right, boys, we're going to be
today we're looking at the blockchain.
Turkish money laundering. Yeah.
Today we're looking at the blockchain. Just title it. Pregnant Venom.
No, I feel like that's the one thing we need to kind of target with the, but like that's how they win. It's like, dude, look, GTA, whatever I draw comes to life. It's like, dude, this content is such ass, but it succeeds so well.
And it's just amazing that it's like the same video. Like he made the same video 3 times in a row, you know? Upgrading Supersonic.
And like if you do that, people call us out for it.
True.
Like we get called out if we do that shit. These guys can play fucking like GTA 5 Spider-Man like gang war.
Dude, yeah, I know. So, I did. Yeah, oh my god.
I make the same shit over and over again, and like it's different. I mean, it's like I don't know. I don't understand the whole idea of people. Also, I made the fucking video on that the stupid bitch on Twitter.
Yeah, everyone made that video.
And
you use her name?
Whatever her name is, she's the woman that said that if I was Vladimir Putin's mommy,
yeah,
if I was her if
mommy,
if I was
Milkers
his mommy,
or whatever, Putin's
then,
mommy.
Mommy fetish.
I made that video. I recorded it at like noon the day that it happened, hours after it was released, and then all my comments, because I released it the next day because it takes like 8 hours to edit my videos. Everyone was like, "Oh, nice bandwagon, Oompaville."
I was like, "Eat my ass."
You. Also, lick my hole.
Face.
Her video is just built to be reacted to. When I woke up, I was like,
"Oh my god, yeah!"
How is it that a celebrity wakes up that day, literally shits out the worst haiku poem crap that I've ever fucking seen, and runs a mommy fetish on Putin?
If only Hitler would have suckled from my bosom. Maybe he wouldn't have murdered 6 million Jews.
Only I was alive back in 1920. I could have raised him. I could have guided him away.
What a lunatic.
Oh my god.
Just like this fucking crazy
mental
shit.
Bro.
Yeah, but like this is the thing with social media too. Like right now with these like conflicts, like every like any celebrity, like fucking they want to jump onto that band, and it's always gotta be about them. Like there's always they gotta find some way to turn a conflict in the world, and it's like I gotta put my narcissistic ass into it somehow, and that's pretty much it. It's the same thing with TikTok. So like TikTok has tons of videos on right now of like straight up misinformation, right? Like, people are like, oh, this footage from like 6 years ago, that's what's happening right now. Look at this invasion. This Left 4 Dead 2 gameplay, that's what's going on in Ukraine, boys. Be careful. Yeah. There's some.
Bro, it's hard to enjoy TikTok with all that. Like, there's a lot of stuff like that. I just call it like NPC, like social media. Like, there's just so many people I can't believe that's just real on that platform with just what they're doing to get seen. Have you ever looked at like a TikTok stream and just read the chat? Like, those aren't real people, dude.
No, it's insane, dude.
It's like Facebook. They're all bots.
This is people from Alabama. What do you mean? It's just Southerners, man. Southerners love TikTok.
Yeah, they just love to get on that old TikTok.
Worms. They're drinking beer. They got worms in their butt, and then they're just scrolling TikTok.
Did you guys see the one streamer from TikTok? And this is the fun. I don't know if it was a TikTok streamer. It's like one of these like off-brand streaming platforms. But like, they were like sitting in the corner in the dark. They're like, like there were bombs blowing up, right? And so they were faking being from Ukraine, like during the raid. They were just guys, there's a bomb blowing up. By the way, thank you, Buttfucker89, for the 50
Buttfucker89.
like they're doing like, thanks for the Twitch Prime. Oh my god, bomb blew up. And like, and it takes 5 seconds for you to go on YouTube and like air raid siren noise. You'd find the air raid siren noise done. I was like, dude, this is the grit. And I think like some of the streams I saw, they had like fucking 200,000 something live viewers, and that's gotta be bullshit. Like that's all that's gotta be like a significant botted amount. There's no way they were having like 200k live viewers. But
it's insane, man.
There were people grifting off of the fucking like being raided. You saw it on Instagram. You saw it like basically on any social media. But yeah, that's, I don't know. I think we're different because like when we find outrageous, I feel like we're in the fucking minority now. Because like if you actually talk to somebody that's like not in the social media game, like they're not like uploading videos or doing anything.
People believe everything. This shit. People like, believe really everything. Do.
Yeah.
It's like believing the news.
Like,
cringe.
Yeah. Which, like, I think it's different because like when we all upload videos, like I think we've been on this platform long enough to discern fact from fiction pretty well. But like for somebody that doesn't even touch YouTube or touch TikTok or Facebook or anything, it's like they'll just believe anything that's posted. They'll believe a headline and run with it. And I'm sometimes guilty of that shit myself too. But like imagine what it's like for the average person who's like, because I feel like what people do is they give a benefit to the doubt a lot to these things. And so they're like, oh, this must be real. I can't disprove it. And I'm like, and I'm sitting over there like an asshole, Alex Jonesing myself, finding the air raid siren on YouTube. Like,
yeah.
That's the exact noise.
Yep.
Bullshit.
it's hard to call it out though, you know, because like if it is real,
yeah, then it's you're the asshole.
Yeah, it's kind of like
you messed up, man.
Yeah, whoops, sorry. Oops. My bad. Turns out you're not getting bombed in Kharkiv.
Yeah, you weren't getting, and then like the next day comes out, live streamer killed live on. I'm like, oh fuck, I'm the asshole.
Although there are YouTubers that fake their deaths. Like that's a thing also. There have been YouTubers like faking their deaths and making believe that they have terminal illnesses, and then it all came out false, obviously. Like that happens.
I've seen the terminal illness ones, yeah.
You can't keep that going long, even on TikTok.
Well, obviously, because after like 6 months when they're not dead, you gotta start wondering, you know? It's like,
yeah, it's a miracle.
Like, no, the best is like after 6 months, we're like, so I turned to Jesus. And my illness is now.
I went
cured.
To a chiropractor.
Bro, I just kissed my.
Bro,
kissed my
there was one like that, right? He went to a chiropractor. Games. Holy shit, dude! I remembered that.
Extreme
ridiculous.
Games.
I went to a chiropractor. My terminal illness that I was gonna die from 6 months ago.
They
was
cured
over.
My brain
back, guys.
And gave me an erection.
Or it's like the people that are pushing like homeopathic medicines on the internet. Oh. You know what I mean? Like, I stopped going to the doctor and I start chugging like kale juice. I started rectally inserting it, and suddenly my lung cancer is gone. And I'm like, okay.
I snort shungite. It helps with the 5G radio waves.
Shungite.
Dude,
I have so much shungite.
Do you buy shungite for real?
I bought shungite as a joke, and you can only buy it in large amounts. Or when I was buying it, you could only buy it in large amounts. So I had like 20 little shungite pyramids around my house at one point.
So lucky, bro.
Did it actually change your life?
No. No, it didn't.
I wanted to buy like shungite, but I don't know if you can get it in Canada, to be honest.
Look it up on Amazon. That's where I got it.
Oh, really? So I'm going to pay the import fees on this fucking scam.
On a rock.
Shungite pyramids.
Shungite pyramids. What is it? What does shungite do? Like, what is it exactly?
Well, it allegedly absorbs 5G radiation. And given the size of this tumor on my hip, I don't think it's working great. It doesn't do anything. It was what it does.
It's a rock.
It's just a carbon rock, right?
Yeah, it's all a rock.
Yeah, it's a rock.
I mean, I still think that one of my favorite conspiracy theories was, remember when Dr. Disrespect got banned on Twitch and no one knew why forever, right?
Yeah.
And like,
I was balls deep in that shit.
But in his last stream, he's like, I bought some shungite. Like, he actually says that, like, unironically. And everyone's like, oh, yes, they're banning him because they're hiding the truth. They're hiding the truth. Shungite is protecting people from 5G. They don't want him to know.
I would like to even mention Scientology in that one, but like my brain immediately, I was like, roll that one back. Can't bring that fucking grift out like no tomorrow. I was down in like Los Angeles and they had like this crazy church out by it. Like when I was like rolling through like Sunset and I was like, man, dude, this is like the Shungite of fucking religions, bro. Like you can just write anything and fucking sell it. Like, cause I started looking up more into like the Scientology shit over the last year, and when I found out that like all about thetans and Xenu and galactic prisons, I was like,
I love Scientology, bro.
Bro, you could write a religion and sell it no matter what. Like, you could just—it's the easiest shit to fucking do. If Ron Hubbard can get away with it, anyone can.
Oh, L. Ron.
I mean, have you seen Minecraft stands? There are religions just rebranded. It's just a rebranded religion.
I feel like that's, when it comes to Minecraft stands, like I always remember the email YouTube sent me where it's like, this is basically the fucking Game of Thrones of our generation.
Yeah.
Or they say like,
yeah.
Yeah.
That was in the email. They were like, this is the Game of Thrones. It's story and lore and everything. I'm like, there's probably people on the verge of religion just for Dream or Tommy in it and all these other like Minecraft YouTubers. And I'm like, this is full wild, you know, like shit.
Yeah, bro. Influence. It's crazy who it can really I guess inspire.
Minecraft is like it's crazy how much it's researched too, because some of the Minecraft creators now are probably bigger than like any creator that I've seen on YouTube, period, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Like forget Dream for a second. Dream's big, but like that Tommy Innit kid, and like how old is he, like 15?
I think he's like 17.
Fucking kid.
Yeah,
seven. Yeah,
he but he's been doing this for years, YouTube, right though. Yeah, he was like the biggest.
He's been
Twitch
doing it
streamer.
For years, but ever since they did the SMP shit, like where they all like fucking huddled together and like ran the survival, like that changed the game, dude. Like to this day, I still can't lose SMP clips and any of this stuff on my channel. And I think when we had Jay Schlatt on, the idea was great. It's like anytime somebody gets like banned or kicked off,
we start the hell SMP. Just make a new one.
We should make a hell SMP where you can just. Oh my god, dude. All the band and debt to come over and just be raunchy as fuck. Like, go ahead.
Truth is, though, it could be huge. Like, it has potential to, like, really blow up. I could see that being big.
It has a potential to get age restricted and banned off YouTube, probably.
Well, that's another thing. But, that, like, you know, when it comes to YouTube, it's a gray zone. I mean, poor Afro got his channel hacked and deleted last week. So,
yeah, how did that work out for you? Like, you got hacked by Crypto Bros?
So, the only thing that I believe I got a breach from with Sony. I got a Horizon Zero Dawn code early, and that was the only thing I've ever like put my stuff in to get. And it was all legit. Like I signed the NDA. I talked to the people before. They've constantly sent me stuff from that email. And after that happened, I saw like, you know, where you get an alert where it says like the passwords and stuff that might be compromised. So when I got that Google back, I saw that it was that it said warning, this could be compromised. So I unlinked it, but whatever got compromised for me getting the Horizon Zero Dawn thing is just what got me. So
and YouTube jumped in and grabbed your channel back just for you, like,
yeah. I mean, I had homies like Nux and a few people help me. I was going crazy, dude. That was like, I was walking my dog and I went to like a Publix in Miami, which is a grocery store, but they had like a deli spot, whatever. I was eating my food. It was like the day Elden Ring just came out. Like I was about to eat, go like record and play. I get a notification on my phone, like your password like was changed on whatever, bro. Like a movie, I dropped my sandwich on some like movie stuff to the floor. I just run home. Like I was like one, maybe a minute or so late because I got in there with my authenticator and I was right about to change it, but they made it so they logged out on all devices and they just took it from there. So.
This is why when it comes to YouTube, I have so much stress every time I open up my phone and I see like, because I have my Google strictly on the Gmail app, and when I see the Gmail notification, I shit myself because I'm like, if it's
my career over,
YouTube, and I'm like, yeah, well, it's like fucking your channel is either terminated or you're like, you've been logged out of all your accounts. And I'm like, oh, fuck, not this.
Bro, yes.
My Google account got deactivated in the middle of January for just like no apparent reason. They deactivated it. And I made sure it was all real, all the emails. And I logged into my Gmail and it was like, yeah, this Google account is deactivated.
Oh,
and
shit, dude.
I was like, what the fuck? It's deactivated and my channel didn't show up on anything. It still existed, but it wasn't logged in. Like everything was logged out. And apparently there was just like some program on my PC that Google somehow, when I was using Chrome, detected. It said there was suspicious activity coming from my PC a week before. And there was nothing actually suspicious. I have like a lot of different like security measures and things like that in place. But apparently there's a little system that they have that if they detect anything, they will deactivate your account to force you to be able to like reactivate it, change all your passwords, get all like everything totally new, relink all your authentication and everything like that. So whatever little security measure they had worked pretty good for me, just in case it would have had.
I had my YouTube channel completely almost shut down.
Yeah, that's insane. Yeah,
through a VPN. So I didn't know this, but if you have a VPN fired up, never log into YouTube Studio.
Oh my god!
Because what will happen is like I had a VPN running into the United States because I was trying to watch something on Netflix, but Canadian Netflix sucks. So I was like, oh shit! I remember, oh man, I misspelled something in the YouTube title. So I go into my YouTube Studio. Fucking red alert! You're being hacked.
Oh, that's
signed the fuck out.
I get that too. New login location. Wow. We have taken countermeasures for you.
Yeah.
Yes. Thank you. Thank
you. Like fucking, I get like 7 emails in my Gmail. It's like your account has been. I'm like, oh, what's going on? So I'm like changing. It's like critical security measures. And then like
shit,
I contact like Google, and I'm just like, literally, it's like, oh, VPN. I'm like, yeah. It's like, oh, it's not a big deal. I'm like, you made it look like a fucking noob was about to drop on my fucking channel. What the fuck? Like, I'm trying to watch like fucking, and you know, I remember I was watching Family Guy. Okay, fucking Family Guy. Okay, like for Family Guy, I'm risking my channel. What the fuck?
What are you
like,
watching Family Guy for?
Because I like Family Guy, dude.
It's funny, bro.
Dude, it's fucking dude. The original season, I was like, I want to watch season one of Family Guy, so I'm watching season one. It's like, oh, Lois, what are you doing?
Hey,
like,
Lois.
Fucking Peter's hey, Lois. Doing his shenanigans, and I'm trying to save my fucking Google account. Like, shut up, Peter, what the fuck?
He's just trying to buy a wacky, wavy, inflatable arm flailing tube, man, okay?
Yeah. I remember the episode, too, like, fucking Meg's in a cult and shit, and he's like, Meg, we gotta go home. We gotta go see your brother's birthday. And I'm like, I don't give a fuck about Stewie's birthday, asshole. My account is shut down. What the fuck? And I'm, like, freaking out over here. And then, like, it takes me 20 minutes to calm it down, and Google still to this day, like, it has, like, it's like, critical security warning. Critical security. You were signing in from New Jersey. I'm like, dude. The one time I choose to watch fucking Family Guy on Netflix, because I didn't want to go on kisscartoon.com and get like fucking 20 ads at once. Because let's be honest, you try to watch a free show, dude. You try to watch a free show on Kiss Anime.
With blood.
This is my thing with anime. This is what my fucking gripe. You watching? This is my thing with anime. Why the fuck do they separate anime into episodes? Like why? It's clearly like 6 episodes are like one fucking arc. So why? Like you're trying to like I'm trying to watch like one anime and it's like episode one. Like they do like 5 minutes worth of shit in the 20-minute episode, and then like oh the fight starts, episode two. Like oh, this
is over right before
And then I'm like oh fuck I gotta watch episode two, and then like by episode fucking 7 the fight that started in episode one finally comes to a conclusion, and I'm like why the fuck wasn't this just episode one? Why do you have to separate it by like a season worth of episodes? You're just artificially padding it out, like, and then like I'm watching it on Kiss Anime, so like I have to navigate all these ads where like local sexy women in your area, are you over 18? Like, I'm like, dude, I'm watching porn more than I'm watching the anime at this point. Like, what the hell? And then that's my experience.
Then every time like you click it to go full screen, it just opens like a hentai game website,
an ad with it.
Dude, one time I played one of them though. Like one time it gave me like Wars.
Like, they sponsored me once.
Yeah, so like I got Wars and shit, and like I look at Wars, and I'm like, fuck it, play now. So I go
by the way, we have to censor the word. Just saying, we have to censor that word because we already got age restricted.
Let's call it Demonetized Empire. So I'm like watching this, like I'm playing Demonetized Empire, and it's got like an entire like story to it, like a full clicker game, like, you know, battle systems. I'm like, man, I thought this was a joke, but this guy actually put effort into it. And like, you're unlocking videos, like
capture sexy waifus.
Yeah.
It's like, wait, what?
I'm like, this is kind of like, dude, I think I played that for like at least 2 hours before I like my brain kicked in and it's like, what are you doing? Why are you even playing this for the last 120 minutes? Like this jack off simulator. I'm like, cause I got an advertised trying to watch like Danganronpa on the fucking. Like, I'm trying to watch this one, like, anime, and I'm, like, enjoying it. I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to cave in. I'll watch the ad. I'll play the game that it advertises. I don't care.
You know, something hilarious. Yeah. When it comes to a lot of those, like, either mobile games or, like, platform type, you know, just basically waifu games, even if it's gacha games, like, waifu games in general, when they sponsor you.
You can just say it.
Yeah, you know, Azure Lane, Genshin Impact, you know, all of those. Right? Yeah. So, if you record an ad for them and send it to them and you say the word waifu, they'll scrap it and they'll say, don't use such, like, disparaging language. Call them characters, not waifus. Like, they are very,
But that's what they are. They're waifus.
No, but waifus is a derogatory term, okay? It's like, what are you selling?
Caleb, have you ever done a Raid Shadow Legends ad?
I did, and then I told them, right after that I played, like right after I did the ad, it was more of an irreverent era of my life where I just didn't really care about anything. I did the ad, I put it in the video, and I was like, right after that, I was like, man, I don't know who that guy was. That game looks like shit. And then I just like got to the rest of the video, and they immediately were like, yo, you can't do that. So I don't know. I did one, but they never paid me for it.
Dude, they did the same thing to me once, by the way, a while ago, like a year and a half ago. Maybe even longer at this point. I did a Raid ad and I called them a meme. Like, Raid is a hilarious meme. And they were like, we are a game, not a meme. We are not paying you.
They sent me a script once that was so goddamn ironclad that I was like, you couldn't deviate from it. This is after like Internet Historian was like memeing on them like hardcore. So they just like, they got really serious about their script. They sent me this one and I was like, man, it's like, you want it to be this goddamn long and you want me to just say that this is one of the best games that I've played and like it has 600 champions, even though 600 of them are basically four champions, but just recolored? No, not happening.
I mean, I still like, do accept the sponsorship, though. They pay well, and I'm not going to complain.
Sometimes, like, I think what's wild is, like, I remember, like, the rep would lie to me the whole time. And it'd be like, it has a good story. You like stories. And I'm like, oh, have you ever like read the Raid Shadow Legends story? And long pause. Yeah, me neither. Okay. So obviously the story was not so goddamn
good. Isn't that one that got Ninja in it?
Yeah, it's got Ninja. Yeah. It's got Ninja and a bunch of other YouTubers. I saw the
Me,
Ninja
bro. Ad. They need to add me in there.
See, like, if you were in there, I play Raid more. And they need to make it, they need to give you the comically long revolver. Like, they just need to.
Yes, dude. Hey. Dude, I'm getting comically long revolver plushies made.
Let's go, dude.
Can you get like two of them so you can like akimbo that shit?
Oh yeah, man. I'm going back to the gun store this week to see if they got part two.
How much does that cost?
$187.
Not bad.
Damn, 187. You know how much that would cost in Canada?
$287 Canadian.
You wouldn't
dollars?
Be able to get it because it's illegal.
That is a really long gun. Long.
Have you ever hunted with that? Like, have you ever like?
Outside of this, hold on. Comically long. If you want to talk about that,
he's gonna bring in a dildo.
He's gonna bring out the urinal. He's gonna bring out the urinal.
What the fuck is a spoon? Oh, yeah. That's actually fire. What
I got the
heck?
The King box spoon.
How much did that cost you again?
$17.
Why?
Where do you buy this from? Like,
hey,
where
bro,
do you?
Not only that. Hold on. There's more.
Where does he buy this shit? I don't look at it. Where did he buy any of it?
Oh, wait, did that come together? Did you actually buy that separately?
It was a set.
Oh, that's great.
Where do you buy this? Shh. Is there like a long and tall, but for fucking giants?
He buys it on AdamandEve.com.
Everything's bigger in Texas. They weren't lying about that.
Yeah, everything is bigger in Texas. Yeah, he brought out a urinal once out of nowhere. I was like, where the fuck?
It's right there.
Why?
Why do you buy it? You gotta keep it interesting.
Have you ever pissed in that urinal, though?
No, but I actually thought about like putting a little like thing underneath it so I could pee in it.
A little drain, a little pee drain.
Yeah, this dude,
little
imagine
pee drain,
bro. They'll pull a quartering and piss in the urinal.
Yeah, but your room's gonna smell like a bar bathroom after like a week. There's no way.
Yeah, it already smells like crawfish and shrimp because I ate some crawfish and shrimp in here earlier.
Okay, interesting fact.
Bar bathrooms, though, like that is. God, now I got the smell stuck in my nose. Now I'm not going to be able to forget that for the day.
Have you guys ever seen the ones where you just piss on ice?
No.
No. I've never seen that.
I think that's a Texas thing, maybe. It's just like a trough, basically, and there's a bunch of ice in it, and then you just piss on the ice, and it just like, it's like a communal urinal. They're not separate. It's just a big tub, and y'all piss in it.
Texans are so fucking
odd. I can't even picture that.
It's weird.
That's
it's
like
weird.
At a ball game, though. That's like shit you'd see at like the fucking ball game. What? Yep. No. But then again, Texas bars are different. So I went to one bar in Houston, and it was like a little out of the way, right? And it was like this one bar where, like, I guess they weren't so used to seeing people like me show up. So I like opened the bar, and like this like old lady and like her husband are just like staring at me, and like I swear to God, in their head, they're like, "Oh, Travis, I hope he doesn't blow up like the other ones." I'm like, I go there. I'm like, "Can I have one beer?" And like, even the bartender is like, she just pours it and drops it on and like steps back. I'm like, "Calm down there, all right? I just wanted a Sam Adams, all right? Shit, don't fucking kill me for it, Christ."
I wouldn't even really count Houston as like Texas, to be honest with you.
Really?
Yeah, dude. It's like I don't know. It just doesn't seem like Texas. It's more like.
I saw a Jesus sign and a rent a machine gun right next to each other.
That's just the South, though, kind of in general. Texas is more like the Texas would be like San Antonio or even kind of Austin.
San Antonio is a fucked up city, though.
Yeah. Dallas. Yeah. Just in like where I'm at in Central Texas, where there's nothing around, that's like real Texas. Because you go and then there's just people. And then they don't really care. They're really nice to you. I have a friend who just moved down with me from Virginia who's helping with the candy business. And he's been staying with me. He's like, "This place is a fucking alien world. They're like, people are so nice and just, they don't give a shit about anything. No one cares.
You're living in the world of fucking Earthbound out there.
Yeah, nobody cares about anything. They're like, "World War. All right.
I've been waiting for this one since the
I'm ready. I got 15 sea cans on my 3,000 acres.
You have a bunker, right? Like you have a fallout bunker for this shit, right?
Oh yeah, man. I got a fallout bunker. I got a fucking house the shape of a dick.
That's the dream.
Why do you say it like that? It's so easy to like dox you at that point. What the fuck?
Nah, all the houses are shaped like dicks down here.
Like dicks.
Yeah, every house.
It's a common shape.
No, but like fucking, you got the fallout shelter. You're ready for when the fucking world goes, tits up, right? Like,
I'm ready.
We don't got that over here though. We don't act like Texans. I will say though, San Antonio is very Texas because when I was there was a shooter 5 minutes from my distance, an active one. And I was looking at the bartender. I'm like, aren't we scared? Like about it? And he's like, "Oh no, brother. It happens like every other weekend. There's some crazy loon out there shooting."
Yeah.
I'm like, huh?
Active shooter. That's just Todd.
someone bailed out Todd again. It's like, no. Like, we were, and it was funny because it was a shooting that happened at this nightclub. It's not funny, but like, it's very tragic. But like, I was supposed to go to this nightclub, and the only reason I didn't go to it was a fucking Seth MacFarlane thing where I was just too fucking lazy and wasted to go all the way there. I'm like, man, I ain't walking. I'm not Ubering there. Fuck that. And then on the news, I'm like, "That's the same place I was going to go to. What the fuck?"
Bro, that's so scary.
And then I'm like, "I'm glad I'm getting drunk here." Yeah, no, that's why, like, when I'm in the States, like, anytime, like, some crazy dude comes up and starts, like, I'm just like, "You know what? I don't want to get stabbed, man. You say your piece and we'll just go on our merry fucking way." Like, in Canada, you can do, like, a drive-by argument. Like, nothing's going to happen. Like, the worst that'll happen to you in Canada is, like, a disagreement, but like
I would say it gets worse. It gets worse. There might even be middle fingers raised in Canada. I dare say.
Too crazy.
If it gets really crazy.
They might even ask for your insurance information.
They might even drop an F-bomb or two when they politely ask you for your insurance.
I had one dude rear-end me years ago and, like, get mad at me. The motherfucker rear-ends me and he's like, your fault that I did. I'm like, motherfucker, like, what is, like, and then I found out, like, this guy was a crazy nut job. When I, like, looked at his car closer, I'm like, oh, this guy has, like, a tire iron in the backseat. Oh, no. You know what? We'll just trade information and I'll be on my fucking way. Thank you. Like, you know, when you
battles carefully.
Yeah, when you look at a guy with like a tire iron in the back seat, it's like, oh, it's one of those fucking nut jobs. Oh, this ain't I'm dropping my kids off to school crazy. This is fucking, I'm actually legit crazy and I will kill you. No. Like, I had one dude and I was driving home and I told a story and it's like, this fucking nut job. I was driving home from my friend's place and like he comes up. And in Toronto, we have like one way, like lanes. Mm-hmm. So I reversed just to say bye to him from my car. And this guy's like, you can't be doing that. It's a one way lane. Like, all right, calm down there. And then I roll up my window. He's like, oh, you think you're a hot shot? He tries like GTA 5, like breaking the window. I'm like, oh, fuck. Put this shit in first and fucking go. And then I have to go back and, you know, do a fucking talk with the police officers. And the cops were like, they were trying to like blame me. They're like, sir, were you driving the wrong direction? I'm like, oh yeah, that's that. Even if I was asshole, the fact that this motherfucker tried to Nico Bellic my window open does not get excused. What the fuck? What is wrong with you? But then like the guy basically, like, from what the cops told me, it's like, well, sir, you actually had like a consensual street fight. Well, you told my buddy that because that's who he got into an argument with. I'm like, first off, what is a consensual street fight? No, please explain.
What does that look like? Yeah.
Each other?
Yeah, like, sure. He's like, we can't actually arrest him because you had a consensual fight. I'm like, what case could you arrest him? I'm like, if he busted your window, he could have. I'm like, shit, I shouldn't have drove away. God,
I should have just let it happen.
I should have taken a slight L on that one. Insurance would have cleared it. But like, I was like, man, when he started like busting the window open, like he put all this effort into it. And, like, I was kind of like, man, this guy still didn't crack the window. I'm like, oh, this is sad. Motherfucker's like, this is tweed looking. Like, I started laughing, and then he started prepping again. And I was like, all right, let's just drive away. One time was enough. And the cops over there, like, they barely did anything. Like, two guys showed up, and I, like, looked at him, and I was like, so you're just going to, like, write him a ticket for, like, nearly breaking into a car and, like, assaulting someone? He's like, yeah, you got to do it. This was a consensual street fight. I'm like, again, please explain what that was. I'm like, what even happened? But that was,
sir,
that's
where, like,
would you
like to engage in a street fight? Yes, I would like to. Okay.
Consent, I mean, was made. I would love if that was the law. Like, there are some people on the street that piss me off, okay? Like, there are some aggravating type people on the street. And I was like, if I could just establish like a Mortal Kombat.
Right. Like, do you agree to fight me?
Yeah. Like, sir, like, we should have life.
Get
like
duels
PvP
back. Bring duels back into the meta.
We're like a certain badge that says you're about it. It's like, all right, I'm mad. So we're going to fight. We both have the badge.
Yeah. We should have like a pop up that shows up. Like, this is the thing. Like, they excite, they like hype this metaverse shit up really hard, right? Like, Facebook's like metaverse. The only way the metaverse can be successful is if it lets us like duel people, you know? Like, if I go up into the metaverse, like on fucking Facebook, and I don't like the cut of your jib, I should be able to, like, if I look at Nux and he pisses me off in the metaverse, I should be like, Nux,
beat the crap out of
me. I challenge you to a duel. And we should be fucking, yeah, like, it's like,
and
MMO
what happens
world,
if you
right?
die
like,
in the metaverse?
Except.
And if you die in the metaverse, you die in real life.
Oh, you die in real life.
You're dead. Yeah, you have to. It has to be thorough.
I'm pretty sure Texas has a mutual combat law.
Really?
Let's
pretty
go,
sure,
Texas.
Yeah.
Well, you can initiate duels in Texas?
Yeah, you'd be like, hey, you want to beat the shit at each other? Yes, let's beat the shit at each other. And then you beat the shit at each other.
How do you prove that? You have to, like, sign a paper that says
sign a waiver. Get a cop to mediate.
Cop to mediate.
Hey, man, you want to watch us beat the shit at each other?
Cop in his partner rolls up, like, cracks open a few beers. Like, what's... Oh man, if we were, you know what I'd do if I was a cop with you, Caleb? We'd get like two crackheads and get them to mutually agree to a fight, and then we
just you might. That sounds like a human rights violation.
No, bro. This is just IRL Pokemon. You know, it's just not each of you have
exactly.
your crackhead. Crackhead, go!
Yeah, we could like drive to Alabama Street in Houston, which, by the way, is where they were. That place is the Costco of crack. When I drove by there, like I told you guys this, when I was like Airbnb-ing, there was a place I was staying at, Alabama Court, and the GPS put an Alabama Street. So I like show up to this place, and you know when a cop car is not patrolled in it, you don't see a cop car for at least 10 minutes in Texas. It's a bad place. Like, I didn't see the sheriff department roll through there. I was like, this is an abandoned stretch of the city. Like, and I showed up, like, when you start seeing the barricaded front doors, like, they got the gated front doors, I'm like, oh, this is not good. Street lights are gone. This is not good. And there's people on the street. I saw a motherfucker with a bicycle in a shopping cart. I'm like, this doesn't even make sense. It looks like Fallout.
Yeah. Like a Narnia. Yeah. Dude,
there were cars lined up on the side, and like people are just going there. I'm like, can I have this crack? I rolled up in there. And so I think this is the weirdest thing. So I rented this like fucking nice car, and I was just driving through the area really slowly. And as soon as my car started pulling up behind these cars, they started shooing away the drug addicts. They're like, go away. You don't want to know that we're overdosing you, okay? All right. Esteban is driving in here from fucking Juarez. He doesn't want to see this shit go down. I was like, god damn. Dude, but the moment I started seeing that, like the moment this like one person started like fucking literally like stumbling across, I thought they were going to start flying for a minute. I was like, they're that high. I was like, I'm just going
to
like,
bro, I need to go to Texas. Limit. You're really selling it hard. I need to visit one day.
I 85 mile per hour my way out of that area. I was like fucking highway speeds. And so in Houston, the way you merge onto a highway, and I shit you not, they literally, in some places, connect the freeway to the fucking main road. So, like, you're on a main road, and it's like, you make a right turn, you immediately better go highway speeds, because you're on freeway territory. Like, Texas highways are weird. So, like, I'm on this like road. I'm about to make a right turn. The grand staff wizard of Crackdonia shows up at the goddamn gas station. So I'm looking to the left, and he's like wailing me down. I'm like, I don't have change or anything. He picks up the staff, and I'm like, yo, this is some D&D staff, like plus 15, like fucking centaur waiting to like in my eyes.
Bro,
like,
you don't need to play Elden Ring. You just go to Texas.
Dude, the health bar started showing up in my eyeballs. I'm like, oh no, this guy's real. So like he starts coming up, and I'm like, oh, the light's not green. Oh, it's green? Rip that down. And I was like, I am out of this hellscape. And then it got me wondering and thinking, right? I was like, what if From Software, and again, I'm not trying to be insensitive, what if they made Skid Row, the game?
I would play
like
it.
Think about it. It's like Dark like Souls. Yeah, no, it's Dark Souls, but you start in Skid Row, Los Angeles, right? Like you start off as like a level one like crackhead. And you have to collect like needles and level up using needles of like
you know fires. Godric, what's his name? Godric the Grafted. He doesn't look like a character that just gathered a lot of shit on Skid Row. He kind of does.
No, he definitely looks high as hell. He looks like his health bar represents somebody that's high as hell for sure. That could take some damage. But I'm saying like they could replace the bonfires with like barrels that are like on fire and shit, and you're like all gathered around them. Like you have to fight bosses, and like the end of the game is you go from like homelessness to actually being a home like owning person at the end. Like you change your life, you rectify it all. I'm like
featuring George R.R. Martin.
I mean, he'd have as much to do with that as he did with Elden Ring. So hey, like sure, go on at this point.
I feel like any developer could just find a way to sneak a dragon in there.
Well, I feel like with how much George R.R. Martin put into it, I'd be down if they were like GTA 6 featuring like fucking Whoopi Goldberg. All right, and collaboration with, because she'd have as much to do with GTA 6 she would do it as George R.R. did with like Elden Ring. Yeah, that's pretty much what it comes down to.
Are you guys excited for the Halo TV show?
You got it, dude. I'm ready to watch it. I think
me
it's
too
good.
It looks fucking good.
You're the only person I've ever heard of say that.
I mean, I don't know. I would hate watch it.
Look,
you're the only person I've said that TV show looked good.
I mean,
I'm going to try it for the culture, but I'm not really too excited for it.
I'm excited for it. I want to watch it. Like, the battles look sick.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I'm excited as shit for it. It looks like it's going to be goofy as hell. And, you know, Awesome. Like the games. That's cool. Yeah, exactly. Like the games. They're fucking arcade games, basically.
That's what I love about it, because it's like, hey, Caleb's the only person I've seen that's like excited about that show.
I'm excited.
Everyone's treating it like it's going to be the worst show ever. It's like every show that comes out, it's like the new Lord of the Rings show. Garbage. Terrible. And I'm like, oh, fuck. Okay, well, this person just cannot have fun in life. But yeah, no, I'm excited to watch Halo. I mean, it got renewed for season two before season one showed up. So clearly it's got to be.
And I was surprised by the way the elites looked, man. The elites looked badass. And as soon as I saw that and I saw the way that like the Master Chief moved kind of, I was like, all right, this could be good. Because all I was expecting was just insane levels of cringe. And they're just going to take his helmet off and he's going to have a face. And it's just going to be.
Imagine having a face.
Like a cyborg the whole time.
Imagine having a face, bro. God.
I saw Cortana. Yeah, I know. Imagine not being an animation. I feel like that's gonna be a face reveal at one point by accident on this whole thing. Like you're gonna like fucking turn off the OBS and it's gonna show your actual face, and we're gonna be like, well, we're leaving it in.
How many people know what you look like, Nuxtaku?
My parents. Yeah, I don't know what that means. What do you mean?
Wait, no.
Like
what the fuck do you think it means?
YouTubers. Everyone I meet. I don't wear a mask. Anthony Padilla. a couple of guys that I met.
You tell me you did not wear a green face mask when you saw
didn't?
Him?
I did not. I did not.
You know
not
what he has video mask. Footage of you now.
I know, I know. Not, he told me, like, yo, I can release this. Man? I was like, please don't do that.
Yeah, you see, when somebody says that shit,
yeah,
they're fucking storing it on a server somewhere. He has that shit in an underground fucking bunker stored as Nuxtaku face reveal. Release if prompted.
Release upon death. Like when
that's how Anthony Padilla makes sure that you won't say anything against him ever, because he has the fucking nuclear codes against you. He's like, you want to go?
YouTubers
nuts?
Know who you look like.
I met Briggs in Toronto once. Before I knew Muda,
he didn't remember you though, did he? I remember you guys talking about that, and he didn't remember meeting you.
What are you saying? Of course he did.
Or he didn't remember what you looked like or something like that. I remember you talked to someone at one of the Rule 34 things, and then they were like, "Yeah, we met," and then they just didn't.
I met Nags. I only meet Italians. It just ended up that way. I met Nags. He's Italian. I met him in New York when I was there. Yeah.
But that's all? That's the only people on the internet that know who you look like?
Pretty much.
We're all just...
Oh, and then a few people that I don't like, but I won't mention it.
Well, how the fuck is that? We don't know what you look like, but people that fucking you don't like know what you look like.
Okay, they just showed up, okay? And then they unfollowed me on Twitter and told me that, how dare you defend PewDiePie? He's a Nazi. So, we're not on
from that era. Oh,
it was
shit.
From that
era. A while ago.
That's like Disney era, dude. Shit.
Yeah.
That's when my YouTube checks still had Mickey Mouse on them. Fucking.
No, I mean, that was when PewDiePie's Japanese house got robbed, and I was like, why are people happy that his house got robbed? And he was like, wow, you're defending a Nazi, bro.
That's the thing with the internet. You're trying to be a rational, level-headed human being.
You make a good point. You make a good point.
Speaking of that, I think we're gonna have to tie this episode off after we face such insensitivity by Nux defending
I'm just
a literal.
Evil like that.
I do not believe PewDiePie is of Nazi affiliations. That would be defamation. So I'm not gonna go with that joke. It's a little too fucked.
Yeah.
But we want to thank Afro Senju for being here. We took him away from Elden.
Last second too. Last second guest.
Hey, it was fun. Thank you for having me.
That's worth more than you could imagine. One thing I learned from this YouTube game is punctuality is not the strong suit for a lot of people on the
website. Absolutely not.
Yeah, not trying to call out anyone else that didn't show up.
No.
Nope.
No, not trying to call out any specific operators, but let's go.
Oh my god!
Yeah, exactly. No, I don't give a fuck at this point. I feel
we're not mentioning any goons that didn't show up. You know, we're being very polite about it.
We're gonna tie things off here. Thank you all for being here, and thanks to the co-hosts Caleb Umpaville and Nuxtaku. He's recording a Rule 34. Well, no, a decrepit hellhole later on, which
we're
I
doing something.
And my degenerate ass, as always, thank you all for showing up, and take care.